How could you tell it was tasting, it went bad or something like that? It started tasting.
When what? What made it went bad?
Well, your butter, how could you tell when it wasn't good anymore?
Well, the butter, you didn't keep butter long. You could make butter the way I was raised anyway. We had plenty of milk all the time. And they used to pick up cream every morning. They'd pick up cream. And you had fresh cream and fresh butter all the time, you know. You make butter and keep it 2-3 days and then...
It was all gone.
You didn't need it anymore. They used to make cream cheese and that kind of thing with the cream, you know. They just made enough butter, you know, for the use. And made cream cheese. You had cream cheese all the time.
Yeah. Well, now say your butter, when it got to tasting bad, you say it tasted...
Well, we throw it away then. If we keep it till it tastes bad, we throw it away.
You say it started smelling.
Yeah.
What?
We throw it away. Whenever it got spoiled, we throw it away. But like I tell you, we didn't make more butter than what we used to use. It's very, very seldom that we ever throw butter away.
Yeah.
But we used to use a certain amount of cream for the cream cheese, and then the other we'd make butter with. And cream cheese, you know, that's something you can never make too much of whenever you're raising a family anyway. But the more cream you can put in it, the better the cheese will be.
Did you ever hear anybody say the butter got tasted funky?
Oh yeah, butter gets spoiled. Yeah, you keep it long, it'll spoil.
Funky?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a funny smell. You know, butter's got a funny smell when it gets spoiled.
Would you wind up a cooking thing in a deep dish that would have a crust on the top but none on the bottom? You know, she could come out in a deep dish. What sort of dish would that be?
Well, no, the only thing I know that they used to, they made bread pudding, you know, and that would be, the bottom would always, you know, the top would always have like, look like a crust on top, you know, but they used to make that with bread, with a stale bread and milk.
Yeah, anything with
egg, with
fruit in it?
And you could put fruit in that, you could put anything you want in it, you know.
Can you hear it? Can you hear the little tapping?
Yeah, I see the rain start again.
Yeah. Do you eat pretty regular?
Well, breakfast, I get up in the morning and I eat a grapefruit. That's my breakfast. And then I eat dinner and stuff.
Do you eat between meals?
Well, candy or something like that. Ice cream sometimes.
When you eat between meals, you say you have enough.
Well, I don't do too much eating between meals. If I stay in the house, it's all right, but I hardly ever stay in the house. If I get up in the morning, see, this morning I got up and I went back in my pasture. Then I come back and I got in my car, went to Donaldsonville, I come back. So I don't guess I stayed 25 minutes in the house in the whole morning.
Yeah.
When you call, I just had to come in from Donaldsonville. You know, just had to come in.
I was lucky to catch
you. You were lucky to catch me, right. Because I mean, I'm always gone and there's nobody up but me, you know. I live alone.
What do you drink? You might drink.
Well, I had ulcerated stomach for 16 years. And I didn't eat nothing but soup and milk.